Nearly a dozen divers and boat crews were like makeshift cowboys, roping rotting tires from the bottom of the Atlantic off Pompano Beach.
Tie it off back there.
Sometimes the current was too strong and the weight too heavy.
We're going to lose it. I can't hold it any longer.
In the end, about 100 tires were liberated from the ocean floor. All this effort was the inspiration of Berlin-based artist Hannes Bend. He grew up a mile from the Baltic Sea. His love for marine life spurred him to be a Greenpeace member at an early age. But his passion for the ocean came second to his desire to create art. So when he came to Miami for the Fountainhead Artist in Residency program, he started wondering about Florida's marine life.
I did a lot of research here and I found out about this artificial reef, the Osborne Tire Reef. This was a great way of incorporating both my environmental interests and art.
The notorious Osborne Reef off Broward's coast started with good intentions in the 70s. It was supposed to repurpose millions of tires from landfills by dumping them in the ocean and creating an artificial reef. But decades later, it's an ecological disaster. Turns out the vulcanized rubber is a poor surface to grow coral. The unhinged tire bundles migrated and crashed into the natural reef. Broken pieces washed up on the shore. Expert diver Matt Hoschler planned the complicated dive, but he wasn't on board at first.
I took him out diving, tried to tell him why it was crazy, why this would never work. What's this German that doesn't even dive in South Florida, who doesn't even live here, care about me and my reefs?
Then Ben got lucky. He couldn't afford to rent a barge and crane, but he got donations. The nonprofit educational diving group, Palm Beach Hammerheads, provided two experienced divers. Miami Cordage donated equipment. South Florida Diving Headquarters provided discounted boats. They would hoist the tires manually.
One team would go in and rope, another team would go in and lift bag in a different way, and then we'd have to drag those tires over to the boat that was catching all the tires. And all of a sudden, with a lot of words that we can't say on the radio, it all just came together beautifully. We don't need no barge, we don't need no crane. We got brute force and willpower.
Volunteer captain Jeff Terode says in the end, it was about making art that would inform people about the reef disaster.
This is a drop in the bucket, what we got today. When they see this and see what it looks like, then they're more apt to be in support of spending taxpayer dollars to remove it.
From the hidden reef to the public art installation at the Charis Weinberg Gallery, the mounds of tires are now serving a different purpose. They're surrounded by two separate videos that play simultaneously. Gallery owner Eric Weinberg says the exhibit evokes a conversation from the unknown.
It's been around for 40 years. How many more people out there have no idea that this existed?
Revealing an unknown environmental disaster is a theme the artist pursues in his work. Ben says he's always surprised to see how people react during and after his creative process.
But it's also a little bit of scared, just like seeing like how the divers are feeling, having seen like that catastrophe down there. It's also kind of like shocking that they're really, really overwhelmed by that kind of mound of tires down there.
I'm Patricia Sagastume in Pompano Beach.